This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 899, how Javiera is staying certain in spite of an uncertain future.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Three Keys IELTS student Javiera joins us to discuss how she is studying for IELTS in spite of an uncertain future. Listen today for her advice, as well as her stellar speaking part one answers.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special treat for you today. On today's podcast, we have Javiera. Welcome, Javiera. We'd like to say hello.
Hello.
So tell us, where are you living? Yes. Where are you living and where are you from?
My name is Javiera, but everyone calls me Javi, so you can call me Javi as well. I'm from Chile. I have been living in Washington, D.C. for almost 6 years. I think it's not 6 years exactly, but five and a few months, because I lived in Vancouver for a while and Spain as well in between. So it's like a mess.
Okay. So what brought you, why did you move from Vancouver to Washington, D.C.?
Because of my job. I work for a political organization, or the Organization of American States. I work for the Inter-American Commission of Women. So I work for women's rights, especially for Latin American countries.
Yes, I love that. It's amazing. That is a great job.
It is a great job.
Yes. Okay, so for you listeners out there, you are going to get some great practice part one questions and answers today that Javi is going to do for us. But first, we want to hear a little bit about your IELTS journey. How long, have you taken the IELTS exam before?
No.
Okay, and how long have you been preparing to take IELTS?
Just a few months, because I decided to apply for a master's degree here in Washington, but I decided to push it back because of the COVID-19. So the coronavirus, everything changed. So I decided to postpone it. But I was studying for the IELTS Three Keys Energy podcast.
Okay.
I did that journey for, I think, 3 months, something like that. And I finished it a few weeks ago, like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So you mean the Three Keys IELTS modules, the success system? Yes. Okay. What made you want to sign up for Three Keys IELTS?
Sorry?
What made you decide to sign up for Three Keys?
Okay. So to be honest, I didn't know how I found you guys, because I don't remember.
You don't remember.
But through the General Communication podcast, I found the IELTS podcast, and I started to listen it every day during my commute from home to my job. And I decided to get it, and it has been very useful for me, I think, especially because it is short, Jessica is very clear, and it was a very good practice, I think.
Yes, I think that's one thing. Some people who haven't signed up yet, I don't think they realize Jessica does the video modules. It's based on her 14 years of examiner experiences, and she's just so fun. They're very engaging, right? They're entertaining because she's so fun.
Do it. It's useful, fun, and I think the best part is you can do it wherever you want. In your time, you can organize, and you can organize your schedule. And if you are busy like me, you can do it anytime from anywhere.
Right. You have 24/7 access to it online, so you can carve out time in your busy schedule to do it. Yes. Yeah, so if you guys want the program that Javiera is talking about, go to allearsenglish.com/keys and sign up today. All right, Javi, I have another question. I'm wondering, you were saying that you used to listen to our podcasts. When did you listen to them and why did you stop?
I used to listen to on my commute to work, and I haven't listened a lot because I'm working from home. So it has been difficult to organize my time. And I think before everything, it was natural. Mm-hmm. I used to get the bus or the metro, and it was natural to listen to the podcast. But now I think it has been difficult to find a moment. Even though it is just 15 minutes or 20 minutes, it has been difficult to find a perfect moment. And of course, there is no perfect moment.
Right.
But I think I have to find that.
Yes. So Javiera and I were talking about this because she said, well, yeah, I don't listen to it much anymore because I'm not commuting. I used to have this perfect, easy time, turn on a podcast while I was commuting. But I think a lot of people are in your situation where a lot of people are working from home and they're not commuting anymore. So 3Keys students still have to carve out that time because as part of our study plan, you have got to listen to podcasts. You have to be able to hear native English. And so I think that a lot of students are in your situation where they, because they're not commuting anymore, they might not be listening to podcasts anymore. So I wanted to chat about that for just a second. There are still, of course, ways to carve out that time, but it has to be so much more intentional. So for me, I listen to podcasts when I'm cleaning. If I go for a jog instead of music, I'll listen to a podcast, but it is a little bit more.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, right? That's a good excuse to go for a run. I need to listen to a podcast. I'm going to go run.
But it's less natural, I think.
Yes.
It's more difficult to decide it.
Right. Yes, because you're forced into a commute. Anything else, you have to decide to do it.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, I have 4 kids, so I'm forced into cleaning. There's no choice.
It was my routine. When I was commuting, it was my routine, like listen to the podcast and that's it.
Yep. So now it's a new routine for everyone working from home. Yeah. We still have to find that time to be working on our overall fluency, listening to podcasts, reading the newspaper, even if we aren't forced to have that free time on our commute. We still have to carve that time out for sure.
Hello, future IELTS examinees. Like Javiera, you may be unsure of exactly when you are going to take the IELTS exam, but one thing is certain, it's on the horizon for each of you. And you need strategies to make sure that you're not wasting any time. So sign up today for 3Keys IELTS at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, well, let's get to your part one questions. I'm excited about this. So I'll ask you a few questions that might come up on the part one of the IELTS exam, the speaking exam, and then I'll give you some feedback after, okay? All right, Javiera, what is one of your favorite restaurants?
To be honest, that is a very difficult question because being honest, I don't have like one favorite restaurant. I have a lot, especially here in Washington. There are a lot of international restaurants, but if I have to choose one, I think Lupo Verde is an Italian restaurant.
Okay. All right. Great. Would you prefer to cook at home or eat out?
Difficult question again, because I don't cook a lot, but my husband, my partner, cooks very well. So I prefer eat here because of him, not because of me. But if I have to cook, I prefer to go out for sure.
Okay. Do you enjoy going out to dinner with one close friend or a large group of friends?
I would prefer one person because you can have a conversation more deeper. And you can enjoy more with that person than it depends of the event of the depends on everything. If For instance, if it is a party or it is a part, it is a, an event, of course, more people. But if you want to talk about something important, I prefer less people.
Okay. Oh, those were excellent answers. Let's talk about all the things you did right. There were a lot of them. You had great transition phrases using to be honest and for instance. That's going to push up your cohesion coherence score. So well done there. And you you shared some good details, especially in that last answer. That's one thing you could do more, though. It's tricky with part one. You kind of have to force yourself to share more details because you'll think, oh, I answered the question. I told what my favorite restaurant is. But you could say, what's your favorite meal there? Why is it your favorite restaurant? Is it the service? Is it the food, right? You want to show your fluency. You clearly have an excellent command of the language. You have a lot of good vocabulary. It's just a matter of pushing yourself mm-hmm. to share more related details, right? And then the other thing is slang, right? I have a feeling that you don't use a lot of slang just in your daily conversations, right?
No.
This is very common for students, and so it's difficult to force yourself to use more informal vocabulary for part one and slang. So let's talk about a couple of things you could have said, right? Okay. When you're asked about a restaurant, you could say, there's a super amazing restaurant right around the corner. Right? Super is a great slang. You can say super awesome, super cool, super amazing, and you would never use that on part three. So that shows a range of vocabulary because it's quite informal. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult because it's not natural for me to use slang, American slang.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you don't have to in daily conversations with your friends. You don't need to start using slang. Not everyone does, but it's the best way to show that range of vocabulary so that part one is very different from part three, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you are not going to be preparing for IELTS for a little while, right? We were talking about this. You're going to push it off a little bit. A lot of the testing centers are closed. What is your thought for the future? How long before you'll kind of reassess when to take IELTS?
I have no idea what is going on, to be honest, because of this is a mess in the world. But I would like to restart my studying plan in, I think, next year. I don't know. I have no idea what is going on. But I felt that I was studying a lot for this test, but everything changed. So to be honest, I don't know. But probably I'm going to get back to my study plan and I'm going to practice again.
Yes. Okay. You know, I think a lot of students are in the same situation as you. They're in the exact same boat where they don't know, right? You guys out there listening, you might not know when you're going to take IELTS. It might be in a year. Or you just don't have any idea because you don't know when testing centers will open again. But one thing we do know is that everything will get back to normal. We will get past this. It'll all get figured out, and it might be further away than we want, but eventually it will be.
I think it is not a good moment to make decisions, to make like big decisions. I think the best way to front this and to face this is wait a little bit and think about it and make that decisions in a while. So that is why I decided to postpone it and like, okay, I'm gonna wait. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see what is going on in this world and I'm gonna decide in a few months.
Yeah, there's just so many unknowns. And I think that's wise, right? So what are you going to do in the meantime until you schedule IELTS? What are you planning to do to work on your overall fluency?
Yeah, I don't want to lose everything that I have learned this a couple months or weeks. So I'm gonna get that communicator course.
Yes, the connected communicator course. We were talking about the All Ears English Connected Communicator course, which might be perfect for you right now.
Yeah, because I wanna keep up on my studying plan, and I would like to improve my fluency.
Yes, definitely. That, if anyone's listening who doesn't know about that course, Jessica and Lindsay do this road trip across the United States and interview all these native speakers. And it is a great way to focus on your fluency, focus on understanding conversations with natives, lots of different American accents. And so it's not quite as IELTS focused, but it really helps work on general fluency, definitely. But if you are taking IELTS right away, right, then that's when you'd need the Three Keys program at allearsenglish.com/keys. Otherwise, check out our Connected Communicator course.
Well, I can let you know how it's going on with that course if you want.
Right? We'll follow up with you after you're in that a little bit and you can let us know what you think. That would be awesome. All right, thanks for joining us, Javiera. You're doing great.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, of course. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.